Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Well, good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I am so delighted to be back on the air with you once again. It's been a long, 3 weeks or so. I have my co-host Shirley Carter back in the house. How are you, Shirley?
I am doing wonderful, you know, coming down off an emotional high. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to back to Hot Topics from the Soul.
Yes, I am so excited to be here, be back again. And I have to have Steve update my announcement. I am now Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen. Yes. I finally met my king. Yes. Yes. Actually, today surely marks 30 days since I've been married.
30
So I got
days.
Married
oh my
on
God.
August. Yes, so I've been out for the whole month, you know, getting acquainted with my husband, redoing things in the house and, you know, refocusing back on my purpose and you know, it's so good to have somebody that you love loving you back. That was one of our themes walking out from the wedding, loving somebody when somebody loves you back and also carries that vision with you that's not a distraction but, you know, helps you stay focused. And that's what our talk tonight is going to be about, staying focused. Now, Shirley, we're entrepreneurs and we've been in the game a long time. And while we've been in the game, we've had many distractions. It's so easy for people to get distracted. You know, winds blow, trials come, children act up. You know, job goes awry, money looking funky, and you don't can't stretch that dollar anymore, and cars messing up, houses falling apart, always some type of distraction. But one thing I'm reminded of is that we have to stay focused, stay on point, because, you know, we're on assignment. Everybody that's breathing has an assignment, and we have got to not look to the left or look to the right, but keep focused straight ahead at that promise, that prize. Had I given up and waited, I'm 56 years old, had I given up and said, okay, love isn't going to happen for me anymore, you know, I would have just been sitting idly by, but I stayed focused on God's promises as far as business and my assignment was concerned, and he added those things. He said, seek ye first the kingdom, and those things shall be added unto you. One of the things I desired is a helpmate, someone to walk alongside of me, my king, because I am a queen indeed. So I needed a king, but I didn't go looking and searching for my king. My king found me, as the word says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtain the favor of the Lord. So it's very important that we stay on assignment, because what happens a lot of times, Shirley, is we get so caught up in somebody else's vision till we neglect the vision that God has for us. And when we do that, we rob those individuals that are waiting on us to breathe life into them, to undergird them and take them by the hand and pull them alongside up with us so that they can walk into their purpose. So when we get distracted, it's not just us that falls on the wayside. It's all those people that God has assigned to us. We got to stay focused.
That is so true. And most of the time, we don't know who's assigned to us because you don't know who's watching you. And because there's someone watching at all times. So we have to be mindful that we are being watched and we've been heard by people that we don't even think that is listening. But, you know, when you're on your assignment, you have to make sure that you stay focused regardless of what it sounds like, what it looks like, and what it may feel like. Because when an assignment is given to you, that doesn't mean it's an easy task. It does not mean that you're going to have a blueprint on what you need to do. It does not mean that you're going to have someone to come and mentor you and how to do it, or you job shadow or whatever the assignment is, that you are able to shadow someone that's walked that path already, because your path is your path that God has set forth in your life before you was even born. So you have to stay focused so you can come into the fullness of what your purpose is and what path you're going to be walking on, because it's not always an easy path and it's not always a hard one. You never know, but you have to be ready at all times to make those steps. So, yes, stay in focus, stay in, you know, walking in your purpose, and allow him to use you, and then you will be given the gifts that, and the blessings that you couldn't even imagine that you would receive. So being that, you know, like you spoke about being an entrepreneur, Val, I remember so well when the recession, and I say recession, when everything started falling apart between 2006 up to 2008, even far as back as 2004, you and I said, we will not participate in this. And praise be to God. We stuck to it. We kept our focus, and we kept walking that path and that purpose, and God blessed us to pull through it. I look back now, as I look back, and I said, how did that happen? And then I know it was only God that made those things happen, because money got funny, people got funny, jobs that was promised or were said, you know, we could do didn't come through, but we... You and I, you always said something to me. You said, iron sharpens iron. And when right. I go down, you call me to lift me up. And when you go down, it was like the Lord said, call her. And we was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to participate in this. We're not. And I'm telling you, our listeners, don't even think that we had it easy during that time. But we were able to stay focused and stay on course and keep pushing forward. And being an entrepreneur, as she says, you don't know some days how things are going to roll for you as far as finances, business deals. Anything could fall a bottom out. But if you stay focused and stay true, got to make sure that you get there.
Yeah, one thing is important, you know, Proverbs 4:25 says, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. You know, sometimes on this journey, this game we call life, we're walking and sometimes we don't know where we're walking to, but we have to be walking somewhere. You know, wealth won't just show up in our laps, you know, especially if we weren't born with nobody who was a wealthy parents or relatives that can just toss us $1 million here and there. You know, we have to work that field. We have to till. And in order to do that, we got to stay focused. We be gazing and sometimes delirious walking because we don't know what we're doing, but we know we got to do something. And that's one of the things I want to say to the listening audience. Do something as opposed to doing nothing, because I'm going to tell you one thing. When I started out on this journey, you could not tell me I would be on radio. I was a nervous, scared, frail little chick because the husband I had at the time had kind of beat into me that I was nobody, I was nothing, I had low self-esteem. I didn't even know, you know, my name half the time, you know, because I was just so insecure. So no one could have told me I would be in this place at this particular time. Nobody could have told me that I would have written four books, let alone one, and be the president and CEO of two companies. Nobody could have told me that. But I stayed focused, walking forward, as opposed to doing nothing, because one thing happens when you stand still and do nothing. Depression sets in. When depression overtakes you, you get into a rut, and it's only going to take the Lord God Almighty and a band of angels to pull you out. Depression is a hard place to pull yourself up from. You know, I know people have lost loved ones and they get into depression. I know you've lost jobs and you're depressed. You lost someone that you were in love with that broke your heart and you get depressed. But you got to get up. Even in your games, get up and walk forward. Be focused on you. You know, look in that mirror and see how wonderful and magnificent you are. Focus on that you, that me, myself, I. And then you, after you grow and mature and start blossoming, then you can share some of your petals of love and greatness amongst those around you and be that light. I have so many people that are drawn to me and want to, you know, be with me. And I had so many best friends, Shirley. People were like, no, she's my best friend. She's my best friend. Well, I have a lot of best friends. I have people that I love individually and that love me, and you are my best friend. So you, as we walk in this journey of life, we need to treat everyone as though they're the only one in this world that matters, because really and truly, at that time when I'm talking to you, you are the only one that matters, because I have an assignment for you. I'm assigned to you, and you are assigned to me. So with the two of us together, that iron will sharpen iron, right, Shirley?
That's right. That is so true. And then, you know, the other thing is that not only does it sharpen iron, but it also gives you the ability to double your vision with and show others how much it is that God can instill in you, that you can shine, that others can see that. You know, when you sharpen some iron, if you ever sharpen an iron, you ever seen a blacksmith? When he sharpened that iron, when people bring different things to him to sharpen, like sharpening a knife and everything, that steel, it makes you stronger, makes you sharper, and you can cut through all the unnecessary things to get to that point you need to get to. So sharpening another iron is very good for your own self-esteem, for your strength, and it gives you also the ability to lean on someone when you cannot carry yourself as well. Someone here for you. When God is in you and then God is in them, it gives you that extra power you need to move to the next level. So don't discount the ability that you have within you. Never do that. Never discount yourself. Never take it for granted that you don't have anyone or feel that way, because there's always someone. You have to be diligent and staying focused, and for that someone, you will be connected with them, and you will gain the power that is within you and allow it to come out, and you just pay it forward when you do. So you keep walking in that path and connecting with your purpose, so you can be someone that helps someone else, that helps someone else. It's an awesome thing to
do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Shirley, you just had a huge event there in Michigan. Tell our listening audience about your event and what your expectations are for next year and how they can follow and find out information about the Chicken Wing Festival that you just presented this past weekend.
The Lord gave me a vision years ago to do something when I first moved to the city. I'm in Lansing, Michigan. And in 1991, I moved to Lansing. And I looked around. It's a very diverse city, but it was lacking unity. There was events that took place in the city. I'll give you an example. Juneteenth, 99.9% of the people were just black. The fish rodeo, 99.9% of the people were just white. I mean, there was events taking place, but I was like, where's the unity? This is a very diverse city. It was like each individual race had their own thing that they did, their festival, Oktoberfest, and all of this, these different things, but there was nothing really in the city to call unity, bringing the city together, the community together. I thought about a festival, a Summerfest, but I named it the Michigan Chicken Wing Festival. At this festival, everyone loves chicken wings, and it is so diverse. I had a three-day festival this weekend. This was the second one I've done, and people were so excited about it. I was getting calls from people driving in. It started September the 2nd and went through the 4th. It's Labor Day weekend. Okay. It's not done on Labor Day itself, but the weekend of Labor Day weekend. It was the 2nd to the 4th. I got calls from Tennessee, Wisconsin. There was people from all over the U.S. that came in, and I even had people from Japan there because we have Michigan State University here, and they had never heard of a chicken wing festival. So these students showed up at the festival, and you would see all nationalities, and everywhere I looked, people were smiling. It consisted of 31 vendors, and I had 18 different music acts on the stage. So it was a festival where people can eat, laugh, and then there was a kids zone. Kids 12 and under were free. And they had all the inflatables and even the Iron Man game. The games you can name, carnival games and things that they were able to go in, and they had their own zone fenced in. So the parents didn't have to worry about them running out, and the whole park was fenced in. So people got to eat, and then there was a beer and wine chat. So, and sit and relax and have a glass of wine, listen to the band, and eat chicken wings and other food that was out there. So this was the largest one I've done. It doubled the attendance from last year, doubled the vendors, and next year I'm expecting it to be even larger, that I would have to use the east and the west side of the park because there were so many people that loved it, and the news and media coverage of it has taken it to another level that I've got people already signing up to be vendors. Actually, I have about 16 on the list so far for 2017, which will be Labor Day weekend again, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd for 2017. I would love for our listeners to maybe plan a trip to Michigan. And the weather was perfect. When I say perfect, 78 to 81 degrees with the breeze. So you couldn't ask for better weather. Sunshine, no clouds. So it was exhausting, but it was exciting, and it was successful. And being an entrepreneur again, this is something that I put together. I organized it. And when you step out like that and you invest the kind of money I invested in doing this, that, you know, is a big jump. But I was blessed to have a successful one.
That was wonderful.
So,
that was
Val, I'm looking forward
all
for you.
Because you stayed focused.
I stayed focused. And, you know, it's not easy when you got some people coming to you, well, you know, I don't know about this and I don't know about that. And that's why I say no matter what it looks like, sounds like, or feels like, when you stay focused and you keep pushing forward regardless of what the naysayers say, regardless of what even some of your family may say. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. You're taking on a project like that just because you want your community to come together? And it was like, it was my assignment. It was my assignment. And that's all I could say was my assignment, and I had to complete it.
And a lot of times when you're an assignment, you are like a little fish in a huge pond, because nobody is going to embrace the vision that God has for you, because it's not their vision. It's not their assignment. So they're not going to see what you see. When Noah was building the ark, you know, he was building, and when there was no rain, and the people were laughing and mocking him, saying, it ain't going to rain. What are you talking about? It hasn't rained in all these many days and years and stuff, and you building the ark, and you going to, you try to protect us from the what? And then the rain came, and then the flood, it started flooding, but the doors were shut. God shut the door. So there's the same thing it is when we're focusing on our vision, the purpose that God has for our life. And, you know, one of my closest, dearest friends, Dr. Diva Daughtry, she's hosting her 10th annual International Financial and Leadership Summit, hosted by the TWEF Foundation. And Wednesday, she's doing a Woman in Tech Innovation Service. It starts Wednesday, the 6th. What day does it start, Shirley?
That's Thursday the 6th. Yes.
Okay, starts Thursday the 6th. She has Microsoft that's coming in, and Friday she's doing a family community celebration with Legacy and a financial expo, a TWF scholarship, and that is in Houston, Texas. You can visit her website, TWEF as in Frank, .org, TWEF.org. And also I have my event coming up September 17th. I normally do a two-day retreat, but because time got away from me, I am doing a Jamming from the Soul. And what that's going to entail is it's going to be an old-school party. I have vendors, live entertainment, DJ, food, giveaways, and it's a fundraiser for my foundation, The Soul of a Woman. Those of you that are listening that are out of town and saying, wow, you know, too bad I'm out of state, I can't attend. Well, you can sow a seed. Tickets are only $35. You can register, say, Dr. Val, give the ticket to someone in the community so that they can enjoy it, give a donation to the foundation. You can go to thesoulofawoman.com. That's www.thesoulofawoman.com, and go to the foundation and sow a seed. You can give as little as $5. So if I had everybody just donate $5, the foundation would be okay, because the holidays are coming up. We have Thanksgiving. I normally do the back to school, where I serve over 300 kids, but I was unable to do it this year because the resources weren't there. But Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming up, where we serve the community. So I need your help to be able to continue that vision, as well as bring awareness to domestic violence and those children that are living in single-parent homes. I was a single parent after I got divorced, and I'm telling you, it was hard. It was rough raising four children, different personalities, and then having to take care of all their school needs. And I dreaded the holiday season because I knew they wanted things that I was unable to give them. But, you know, I made a promise to my children. I said, if you focus and do what you're supposed to do, I promise you we won't live the way we're living again. And I was able to keep my commitment because they kept theirs and stayed focused. Being focused is very important. And if you want to succeed and get to the next level in life, it's going to take you being focused, paying attention, not being distracted, because I'm telling you, that man or that woman will walk by and they'll have you turning left when God is telling you to stay right. So you got to stay focused, and it's not just about you. It's what God wants to do through you. It's so very important. There's so much that the Master has for you, our Heavenly Father has for you, that if you just be open to the possibilities, that it's possible. I have a book called Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose. You can go to my website and find that and download it as a resource of what's possible. You know, success leaves clues. You know, you don't want to hang around somebody who hasn't been nowhere or done nothing, haven't, you know, purchased a T-shirt or read a book. You want somebody who has been in places you want to go, because guess what? It saves you from bumping your head. Surely a lot of people are walking around bumping their heads when all they have to do is open a book.
I know. I'm like, it really just boggles me that no one really wants to read anymore. I mean, reading was always fundamental. And now it seems like that is the hardest thing to get people to do, is to read. I mean, something can be right in front of them, but because of their inability or their lack of enthusiasm about reading, you know, everything is so electronic and everything. Now people are even getting these voice recorded things of books and everything. I mean, you're disconnecting yourself. I find that when you read a book or get a book, good book to read, that you can, you know, your mind can work in many different ways. And you ever heard getting lost in the book? But when you're listening to it, you disconnect that feeling. You disconnect that really getting an understanding of what you're reading when you see the words and read the words, as opposed to just hearing the words. So it's a whole different level. And we got to get back to that. I mean, I can't say that enough, because I'm that person, I like to read a good book. Now it's like people are like, no, you can get the one where they read to you. I don't want to hear someone reading to me. I'm a grown, I'm an adult. I can read. And so, you know, and they miss out on reading good things like books that can empower you, books that can motivate you, books that can help you understand why you feel a certain way, why do you do what you do, when you do, and how you do it. So there's all types of self-help books, but they got to learn to participate in their own rescue to go to another level. So there's a lot of books out there. Val, I look at your one, Unlimited Possibilities. That is not a book that, as they say, that feel-good book. It's a book that lets you know you have unlimited possibilities. And what are they? Identify with them and understand how you can move to that next level.
Absolutely. And, you know, those of you that would like a copy of that book, want to know how to get it on a downloadable version, email me at soultopics@gmail.com, soultopics@gmail.com. And I will send you the link personally, where all you have to do is click and you will have it immediately where you can read it as an ebook. That's soultopics@gmail.com. The book is $12.95. It also is serves as a donation to my foundation, The Soul of a Woman for Domestic Violence and Children in Single Parent Homes. soultopics@gmail.com. And also, if you want to attend the Jamming for the Soul party, it is September 17th at Woodlands Country Club, and it's at 7:30 p.m. And if you know somebody that's in the area, you know, reach out to them and say, hey, Dr. Val Hagen is doing an event. I think you should be a part of this and be a part of that vision. And you can move forward and also get some information of how you can get to the next level. Just give them my email address, or they can call me at 954-724-0900. That's 954-724-0900. Okay, I have some callers that with their hands up. Caller 8487, you're live. How can we assist you? You have a question or comment tonight.
Hi, this is Daryl. Actually, I just was on hold and I didn't hear the book is how much, because I would like to, my wife listens to the program all the time and I'd like to be able to download. But what is the price again? Because the price on the website that you have here looked like it was $35. So maybe I've got something wrong.
Oh, yes, you have something totally different. If you can email me at soultopics@gmail.com, I will send you the link
where you can download it, and it's $12.95.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call. How much would an advanced copy be if you wiped your snatch with it and mailed me the pages, like, or wiped your butthole and so I could see the poo-poo on it? Is that something that you could do for me, wipe your cunt?
Okay. Call 2175. How can I help you? Call 2175. You're live.
Hi, everybody. This is Marie. How are you all?
I'm good, Marie. How are you?
I'm doing good. It has been good listening at you and Shirley on everything you all have talked about. I have two of the books that you have wrote, and they are very, very, very inspirational, and they're very good. And I have Shirley's book also. And once you get the book, they will give you, as to where when you start reading it, get excited and exciting and exciting, because you wouldn't believe, you know, listening at you all, that you've gone through all of that, you know. And it's just so wonderful to have you all to just explain to us and just to listen at, you know, what you're doing and what you're saying and how you're doing it, you know. And it's just, you know, so inspirational, you know, even for the kids that's coming out of college, you know, and the ones that going into college, you know, it's good for them to hear these type of things, because then in that way they'll have a good inspiration. Because I also had my granddaughter, you know, to start listening, and sometimes she's still listening, you know, and she gets excited because she wants to, you know, I wanted to have her down for the 17th for the Soul 70 party, but I don't know whether she's going to be able to come or not. But I tell you, It's just so inspirational when you have these type of things, and it's so, you know, good that you all open up, you know, and you're not ashamed of what you did, and you're proud because today it made you better than what you are. And me, for myself, I've gone through a lot of the things that you all have gone through with, and I'm going through some things now, but I just still trust God, because I know that He will do everything that needs to be done, and it'll last, you know. So I'm just keeping the faith, and I'm keeping it focused. Thank you so much for letting me share, and God bless you all, and have a good night.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you tuning in and being a constant supporter of Hot Topics from the Soul and the Soul of a Woman Foundation. You know, it's very important not to be distracted and not to be wavered when it comes to your position and the things you need to do to get to the next level, because there's always going to be somebody that's going to pull on your coattail, and you'll be walking, dragging, trying to get to that next level. So it's very important to stay focused. Would you agree, Shirley?
I would totally agree. And I have to say this, that caller that just called in, that is a perfect example about no matter what it sounds like, what it looks like, you stay focused. Because if someone takes the time to make a call like that, I pity to think what their life is really like. It truly must be a sad place to be. And, the only thing we can do is just pray that he can find his focus and find his purpose. Because he is truly searching. But right now he's lost in the wilderness. So I'm going to leave that at that, because our focus is keep going forward. And Val, I commend you so well, so highly. And that's, you know, a perfect example. You know, God always allows you to see something. Because a call like that could have distracted her. But she never missed a beat. And that's exactly what we've been talking about tonight. You never miss a beat. You keep going, no matter what it looks like and what it sounds like. Because once you're in your zone and you're in your purpose, nothing can pull you out of it. And thank you, Marie, for the support. Yes.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. There's always going to be distractions, and I just don't believe in giving those space to the enemy, because the biggest enemy we have is always ourselves. You know, we're always the ones stopping ourselves from getting to the next level because we allow someone to take a bit dominion, and we adapt to what those individuals want us to be, what their perception of us is to be. So I just don't believe in giving any place to that, especially when I'm focused, when I know I got some places to go and people to see and some things to do for the Lord. That's what it's all about for me, reaching hearts and empowering lives. That's what you'll find everywhere on anything you see that I have. It's always, I'm committed to reaching hearts and empowering lives because I know what it is to be lost. I know what it's like to be stumbling in the dark, not knowing where to go. And, you know, it's just like, you know, you ever played that game hide and seek where you're blindfolded?
Yeah.
And you're reaching out and you kind of lose your balance and you're stumbling around. Well, that's what that caller was doing. He's blindfolded. He's stumbling around in the dark, doesn't know what his purpose or where he's going or what he needs to do. So, you know, hopefully the blindfold will come off and he'll look in the mirror and see clearly, because this country, this great United States that we're living in, the land of the free, you know, everybody has freedom of speech and they have the right to their own opinion. Is when you adapt and stoop to somebody's opinion of you is when your reality gets distorted. So we can't do that. Got to stay focused.
Amen.
So what's next for you? I know we're gonna connect in Houston with TWEF, with Dr. Debra Daltrey with her event, and then Celebrating Life. Sylvia Donovan-Hines.
Celebrating Life
will be having
her.
Oh, yes. She'll have her event. You know more about that, Shirley, and that's a cancer walk.
Yeah, it's a sister to sister fitness festival, and when I say fitness festival, it really is. It's beyond the walk and the run. It's a gathering of a group of people. When I say a group, anywhere from 500 to 700 people come together, and everything from the exercise to health issues and things that are dealt with there, to even down to chef cooking and eating healthy. The Zumba is unreal. I don't even touch it. I stand back and watch them. They go through an intense 4 hours of Zumba, and there's no way I'm going to do 20 minutes of Zumba. So I step back and I watch that. I'm the observer of that. And then it goes into the actual 5K walk and run. And they have actual runners and winners in first place and got lots of prizes and lots of vendors. And then there is a big mobile unit that gives mammograms right there on the spot. So it is truly a festival. It all takes place on October the 1st. The first weekend in October is done on that Saturday, the first Saturday in October, which happens to be the first this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be in Dallas, Texas. It's at the Cedar Hill Community Center. So if you know anyone, any woman that's in Dallas that needs to be there or in the surrounding area, they should be there. They can get a free mammogram at the time that when they're there. Methodist Hospital will be there with their mobile unit doing mammograms right there on the spot. So you cannot pass that up. There was a young lady last year got a mammogram on the spot and found out she had cancer. Didn't know it. But because of that mobile unit, she was able to, you know, had her to go see her doctor, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer just from being at that festival. So it's a very good festival. And but what's next for me? Oh, God, I have a fashion show Sunday. I'm modeling for cancer. I'm a survivor, so we're doing a show. And then after that, I'm on my way to D.C. I'm a member of the National Congress of Black Women, and this our 37th annual luncheon, which will be held in Washington, D.C. So I'll be there for 5 days and then come back, and then on my way to Dallas and then Houston. So I've got a schedule.
Awesome.
But I will
still be busy with Dr. Hagen, though.
Yes. I mean, we still be busy.
Got to keep it moving.
Yes. Yes, we do.
And, you know, like I was saying at the top of the show, we think when we get a certain age that, you know, because we haven't done certain things and accomplished certain things in life, that it's too late, it's over. But it's never too late. As long as you have the activity of your limbs and you know, your clarity of thought and your eyes where you can see, your mouth where you can talk, you can accomplish some things. And even when you lose activity of your limbs and you still can communicate, you know, and, I mean, you have need. Somebody has need of what you have to say, your thoughts. Because why? Because you've been somewhere. You've done some things. You paid a price to be who you are. And all of us, when we reach a certain status in our life, or, you know, from the young to the old, we've done some things, we've been some places, and we think nobody sees us, but God sees and knows all things, and that's why he has need of us, because we can always pull somebody up. That's what a testimony is all about, saying what is possible, showing what's possible, because I don't know about you, Shirley, but I need some evidence when I'm going through something, and knowing that, you know, while I'm going through something, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I was talking to my sister earlier tonight, and she was like, oh, she's just been, like, really going through a head underwater and stuff, and she said, but when she thinks about it, she says, you know, I was talking to somebody, and they were really going through. I thought I had it bad. But, you know, she said there's always somebody in a worse situation than you. We always think it's just me, myself, and I, just me, and we have that oh, it's me, a pity party. But there's somebody always in a worse state. And, you know, so we got to keep up that fight. We got to stay focused. Don't get distracted.
Yeah.
Yes, it's hard, and yes, it's going to seem like the odds are against you and things are impossible, but if you just keep focused, you know, the next day is usually better than the day you have, and the day after that is usually better than that, because well, guess what? When you survive one day and you survive another day and another day, then the weight and the load doesn't seem as great anymore. Because why? You survived it. You know, the enemy inside would be telling you, oh, stop breathing. Just stop breathing. Just pull the cover over your head. Just stop breathing. Don't get up. Don't move. But when you find out that you can just get up, Les Brown says, if I can look up, I can get up. And that's what it's all about, getting up each and every day, washing your face, saying, okay, I'm on the move today. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm staying focused. I'm walking, I'm in a fog, and my eyes is a little dim, but I'm going to keep on moving. And that's what life is about, keeping it moving, because, you know, when we stop, that's when life is over. So keep it moving. Regardless of what situation you're going through, it's going to be hard. Yes, life is hard. It's always a fight for territory. You always got to fight to get to the next level. Nothing is easy, and those that fight the greatest will have the greatest reward. So, yes, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
It's a press. But those that endure to the end, those are the ones that will get the prize.
Yes, indeed.
And that's what it's all about. Well, it has definitely been an exciting show, exhilarating, and even had somebody join in that wasn't so desirable. But guess what? We made him desirable because we used him as an example, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
It is okay. It is okay. I promise you, it is okay. whatever storm, whatever battle, whatever thoughts you think you're going through, somebody else is in a worse situation, and there's always a way of escape, but, you know, you got to get your eyes off of you. You. Only time you keep your eyes and put your eyes on yourself is when you are saying to yourself, get up. Get up and get out.
Yes.
Get up and get out. And yes, a lot of times we fail, but many times we fail our way to success. We keep on doing it and stumbling, and we get back up. It's just like a toddler beginning to walk. You're walking, and then you're wavering, and you're wobbling a little bit. Then after a while, that child starts walking upright. Next thing you know, they're running. That's how life is. It's a journey, and it's all called life. How do you want to show up? Andy Henriquez, who's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks, he always talks about showing up for your life. How are you going to show up for your life? We got to show up for our life every single day.
Yes, we do.
Who can be a better representation than ourselves? We got to show up every day. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your work to the Lord and your plan should be established. That means whatever you have your eyes on, whatever you're focused on, if you stay committed to it, it's going to all come together for your good. Always come together for your good. So stay focused. Shirley, any closing comments tonight?
I just want to encourage everyone to, no matter what it, you know, you're going through, or no matter what you feel that you can't seem to accomplish alone, know that you're not alone. And know that no matter what you are going through, there's someone there with you, and there's someone that has been through what you've gone through as well. And know that there's always, always a brighter day coming. It's never going to be this way always. There's always the sunshine, like the, just like the sun will shine tomorrow. On a rainy day, you need rain sometime to wash your soul. And it's not always like, oh, it's raining so hard. It's going to be rainy days. But you need rain and the sunshine to make the flower within you to grow. So remember that. That's God's way of cleansing you. And it's also his way of telling you, you need to focus on him, not on your situation. Focus on him. And watch how he pulls you through. Be encouraged, stay focused, and stay strong. And find another iron so you both can sharpen yourself. No person is an island, and no one can do it alone.
That's very important, Shirley. That is very important. You need to expound on that a little more because, you know, you got to have a good accountability partner.
Yes. And when I said, you know, it's not a yes person, because sometimes people tend to find someone that's going to agree with them on everything. That's not the person. You need someone that's going to stand up to you and be honest with you. And when you're in your mess, they're going to call your mess out. Not talk about you behind your back, but face to face and talk to you. Somebody that's not going to back down because you get upset because they call your mess out. Somebody that's going to be there for you, not be there to see you fall, or be there to help pick you up, or that you can lean on. Somebody that's going to keep it real with you no matter what, even if it hurts. That's your iron. And that's what you can call that person you can believe and trust. Because you can't trust everyone. Just like you cannot share your vision with everyone. Because just like there's dream snatchers, there's people out there that's trying to kill your vision too. Know that, recognize it, and learn to deal with it. You can't walk away from it all the time. You got to learn to deal with it. Sometimes you have to grow an extra layer of skin. And a lot of times, when people don't see your vision, don't take it personally, because God didn't give it to them. He gave it to you. And know that and understand that.
Awesome. That's right. You got to have someone that, you know, is going to be honest and truthful. That's what a real friend is, that they will tell you the truth. The truth. And Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's through God who gives me the strength. You know, those of you that say, well, you know, you've been talking about God a lot tonight, and but, you know, God hasn't done much for me lately, and I don't know if I believe in God. I dare you to try him, because when you are walking and doing things in your own merit, in your own strength that you feel that you're doing it in, then you do set limitations on yourself, because there's always a power higher than your own. Because if there wasn't, then there would be no need to cry out and ask for anyone to save you with it. So there's always somebody, a power higher than your own. And that's what we call on, and that's what we gravitate to. Love is a power. Love is one of the strongest powers here on this universe. So gravitate towards love, not hate, and let that light shine within you. Giving someone a hug or telling them how beautiful or how handsome they are, it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything to be kind, but it costs you heartburn, heart attacks, wrinkled faces, stress, gray hair, being mean and ugly. So we don't want to do that. We want to shed the light and shed some love. Let that sunshine shine through. And I thank you all for tuning in to another Hot Topics from the Soul. Next week, we'll be back next Tuesday. We'll have an hour show. So I invite you to join me once again for Hot Topics from the Soul. And I thank you for constantly supporting and tuning in and forwarding the show to your relatives and your friends, and for making this one of the top shows on Blog Talk Radio. So I thank you so much for embracing me and listening to me, and also applying the knowledge and the wisdom that Shirley and I give to you each week to encourage you, because our endeavor is to reach hearts and empower lives. Thank you so much once again. See you next Tuesday. Good night, and God bless.
Good night.